The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Time for our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabaty from HouseLogic.com to join us again. HouseLogic.com, brought to you by the NAR, features everything you need to increase, protect, and maintain the value of your home. So check it out. Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm good today, Gil. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you. We always learn stuff. Private property rights. This is an important, kind of heavy topic. So what have you got for us here?
Well, millions of homeowners, when they purchase their property, also join to a community collective called a homeowners association. And that's true whether you live in a condo, townhome, or a subdivision of detached homes. Now, one of the things that homeowners associations, or HOAs as they're called, do is they create rules that are generally in the best interest of the community. These rules might govern things like the colors you can paint your house, or the kind of fence you can put up, when you can put your trash cans out at the curb. Often it's, you know, aesthetic things. So in a way, when you belong to an HOA, you have to give up some of your private property rights.
Now, these things make national news sometimes because there are some really onerous rules out there.
Yes, indeed there are. And we've got some real horror stories at HouseLogic.com. There was one man, kind of class warfare here, there was one man in Texas who lives in a gated community. He got into a battle royal with his HOA. The association threatened to fine him for parking his Ford truck in his driveway overnight. Now, the board made exceptions for several luxury brands, but his mid-range truck was ruled, quote-unquote, not classy enough. So remember, I said a lot of these rules are about aesthetics, right? There's a perfect example. Another Oregon resident was fined repeatedly by her HOA for drying her clothes on a clothesline. The association felt the clothesline was an eyesore that devalued the property, and since clotheslines were, in fact, banned by her HOA rules, she had to comply. If you're interested in more stories like that, the trouble with HOAs, you can go to houselogic.com/radio.
And some of these rules seem just over the top, and some seem just plain funny to those of us who aren't directly affected by them, but...
But is right. If you decide to buy a home that's part of an HOA, you really want to take the time to investigate the HOA's rules before you sign on that dotted line, just to make sure that they're rules that you can comfortably live with. Often, as I mentioned, the rules cover things that are aesthetic, like what colors you can paint the outside of your house, what you can plant out front, where you can park your car, even whether you can put a political sign in your yard, which, you know, something worth mentioning in a presidential election year like this one.
Absolutely, and I bet you dime to a dollar that one of these kind of stories about a person putting a political sign in their front yard covered by an HOA is going to make the news because people think that's constitutionally protected free speech.
Well, you'd think, right? But homeowner associations' governing documents, as well as city, county, and state statutes in some cases, dictate if yard signs are permissible. And there are some places that forbid not only political signs, but even for sale signs in your yard if you have your home up for sale. So the bottom line is you have to follow the HOA rules if you want to live there, because other residents have basically said this is how we want to operate our community.
Okay. Now, without recommending anybody do anything in particular, how have people gotten around the rules?
Well, you can. You can get around the rules. Even if you disagree with the rules, there are some things you want to do. First of all, you want to keep paying your dues. HOAs have broad legal powers to collect fines and fees and regulate the things that they've made rules about. If you don't respond to letters from the board, the property manager, or a collection agency, the HOA can even take you to small claims court or file a lien against your property.
Okay, so much for getting around. What about just changing the rules?
Well, you can handle some issues with a phone call if they don't affect the CC&Rs.
Okay, that sounds like a railroad. What are CC&Rs?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Covenants, conditions, and restrictions. CC&Rs cover resident behavior, property management, and common responsibilities. So let's go over what that means. So behavior is things like, you know, don't bring glass containers around the pool. Property management is things like, you know, you can't put a fence up higher than 8 feet. And common responsibilities are things like fee schedules and fines for noncompliance. So, for example, if you want to add recycling to the garbage collection, for instance, that's a budget, not a rules issue. And the easiest way to raise an issue like that would be simply to call the board member who oversees trash collection to find out if there's leeway in the budget. The board might find a way to add a service by cutting back on something else. If you want to change the rules, you typically need to make a written request for a variance using the appropriate HOA forms, HOA's love forms, in your CC&R document. Basically, a variance gives you permission to be the exception to the rule. Submit your request to the board and property management company, and then cross your fingers and hope things work out. You can always help your cause by seeking a compromise. So say you want to fly an American flag, and maybe that isn't allowed, you could ask to do it just, say, on national holidays.
Now, after I go through all this rigmarole, how likely am I to get what I want?
Well, you know, it depends, and it's really case by case. But in any case, don't expect fast action. Some HOA boards meet, as you know, only twice a year. So if the board decides the issue is worth pursuing, it may require a community vote. If it passes a majority, the board will adopt it. You know, and board members also may consult the HOA attorney to see if there's a legal liability if they rule against you. Now, if you get a no back from the board, you could also request a public hearing and resubmit your request for a variance, in which case you'll want to provide as much backup to support your cause as you possibly can. And if the board rules against you without a community vote, you can appeal the ruling with a petition signed by a majority of other homeowners. So there's a lot of work involved here for you. If you feel a ruling or any fines are unjust, the last resort for you is to hire an attorney and sue the HOA. But, you know, that's only if you're willing and able to spend the money. My advice is if you don't like the rules of your HOA, become part of the system. Run for office. Get involved in the board. It's often most effective to try to bring about change from the inside rather than standing on the outside and, you know, throwing stones, figuratively speaking. So, and we've got some great tips about how you can get involved with your board to help bring about change at houselogic.com/radio. We also have tips on what to do if you want to completely dissolve your HOA. But fair warning on that one, it is not easy. And in some cases, it's practically impossible.
Okay. And throwing stones are banned by most HOAs. So we should advise people on that too. All right. Great information as always, Pamela Gertz. Goodbye.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.